This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The second batch of Democratic presidential hopefuls piled onto front-runner Joe Biden during their televised debate in Miami. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was criticized for the partisan gridlock on Capitol Hill and linked to the Citizens United political finance ruling by Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. There were comments about Biden's age and generational views, and then a hard hit from California's Kamala Harris. She challenged Biden's stance against busing to desegregate public schools in the 70s, saying she was bused as a child, and tried to force him to say he'd been wrong. There was also the issue of Biden saying that to break congressional gridlock, he had worked with segregationist senators, which Harris called hurtful. Biden defended his civil rights record and said that he had worked to secure bipartisan funds to help fight cancer. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The House of Representatives voted 305 to 102 to approve a Senate bill to provide additional money for emergency aid for the U.S.-Mexico border situation. Democrats gave up on an effort to add additional migrant protections to a Senate-passed border aid bill, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying it was urgent to secure the funds the legislation would provide.
The children come first. At the end of the day, we have to make sure that the resources needed to protect the children are available. Therefore, we will not engage in the same disrespectful behavior that the Senate did in ignoring the House priorities.
The bill now goes to President Trump for his signature. Trump had threatened to veto a House version of the bill, which would have more stringent care requirements for detained migrant families and children. It comes after a photograph of a father and daughter drowned in the Rio Grande River in Mexico went viral. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump will continue his one-on-one meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the Group of 20 summit in Japan. The president met with his host, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. And then he thanked the Japanese Prime Minister for his support and for increasing placement of Japanese car factories in the United States. The president is meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Russian President Vladimir Putin and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro this Friday. And then on Saturday, he has meetings with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, China's President Xi Jinping, and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The U.S. Supreme Court is blocking a citizenship question on next year's census, at least for now, AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Initial reaction to the Supreme Court's decision on the citizenship question for the upcoming census was not surprisingly split along party lines. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham understood why the Trump administration wanted the question added.
I think a lot of people believe that how much money a state gets based on the number of people should be related to those here legally, not illegally.
Now the Democrats and Illinois Senator Dick Durbin.
It was a carefully devised political strategy to discourage Hispanics from reporting their status to the census takers, and it was for political reasons.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Late Thursday, President Trump on Twitter said that he has asked his lawyers to explore whether the census can be delayed until the court can get more information. The Commerce Department says the economy grew at a solid 3.1% rate in the first 3 months of the year. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Economist Hugh Johnson says the first quarter boost was in anticipation of tariffs.
U.S. manufacturers, of course, tried to get a lot sold to other countries around the world, so you saw a big increase in exports.
As the president prepares to talk about tariffs with China's president, Johnson expects the level of international trade in the first quarter to fade as the year goes on.
Tariffs will take a bite out of U.S. economic growth when we see the numbers for the second, third quarter, and the fourth quarter.
Economists believe growth is slowed in the current quarter to around 2%. The Trump administration expects strong growth above 3% to continue. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And the U.S. Senate Thursday approved a massive yearly authorization for America's armed forces that includes a new round of sanctions against North Korea and comes amid debate on President Trump's latitude to take military action against Iran. The vote was 86-8. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice of America. A1. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.